Welcome, Kira Idik, and you're one of the undergraduate digitizers here in the Borough Lab, and today I would like to ask you some questions about your experience here working in the lab. So let's maybe start with, what is your favorite bird species that you have digitized so far in the lab?
My favorite bird species that I've recorded so far is a screaming piha. It's a very unique species, I think, and I had never heard of it until I recorded or listened to one of Arthur Boyer's recordings of it. And I think it's just a really cool sound, both visually and audio.
Do you remember where that recording was made? Where did Arthur Boyer record?
Oh, yeah. He recorded it in Ecuador. He took a long trip there and made a lot of recordings.
Okay, well, that's cool. And so, following along those lines, what was the most bizarre sound that you ever digitized? Or is that maybe the same?
Yeah, I would say that's probably one of the same. But also, I did a recording of the black tamarin that was very, very unique. It was kind of interesting because he was obviously recording birds, and then all of a sudden you just hear this very interesting sound, and I, of course, didn't know what it was at first until he said what it was, and I just think it's probably one of the more unique sounds.
Okay, well, that's cool, and that's actually the screaming piha we're hearing in the background right now. So what are actually some of the challenges that you've come across when you try to digitize somebody else's recordings?
A lot of times there's just like too much background noise, so the bird's call you obviously can't hear it, or even if you can hear it, it doesn't show visually on the screen. Also, a lot of times the narrator will talk over the bird species, and that can be really frustrating. Just because you could have a lot of like good calls, but then it just takes one time of the narrator speaking over the bird's call to have to lower the gain a lot, and like it's frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, I believe so. How many species have you actually added to the collection?
19, and I believe they were all from Ecuador.
Wow, that's a lot of new species, but I guess, yeah, if you get to digitize somebody's recordings from really far away places like Ecuador, then that's not really surprising. And so I guess we can actually hear the recorders talking in the background right now, but it sounds like he's doing a pretty good job. He's not talking while the bird is singing.
Right, so I'd say a lot of times he does do a very good job, but sometimes, I mean, it's hard when you're out in the field, I imagine, to to think about how the recording's going to translate in the lab.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you think have you learned actually by working in the Borough Lab here that might actually be useful for your future career?
So I think in general just being exposed to a lot of bird calls, even just like common ones, I think that's very useful. I think bird calls can be a little challenging for me out in the field, so I feel like it's good for me to get this experience. After I graduate, I hope to do something with birds, so I think this is a very useful skill to have. A lot of the programs I'm using, I think I could definitely use that in the future.
Well, that's great. What do you enjoy most about working in the Borough Lab?
I think what I enjoy most is just listening to all the different species. Like, I mean, I've listened to species I'd never like heard of. Like, I didn't know there were such birds as like ant birds and stuff like that. So, like, being able to learn something new every time I come in is what I enjoy most.
Yeah, that's great. I've heard that before from other students, that it kind of like takes them to a different faraway place in a way, and you experience that place just with a completely different sense. Obviously, you don't get to see it, but you sort of you hear all the soundscape and all the different sounds, and so that's kind of cool.
I agree.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I would just say that I'm really grateful for this opportunity, and that it's been a really good experience, and I hope I can get other people to come take my place after I graduate.
That's great. That's what we hope too. Although it's always hard to see students go, because every time I think, oh, this is the best student I've ever had. And then comes another one and they're pretty good too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I guess we'll let you get back to digitizing some more of the recordings.
Thank you.